Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Catching up with Dana. Hello, everybody. We're back with our 1 million listeners. Hey, Dana. Dana Stevens, formerly known as Sidekick. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
So, that was a fast idea to have a show. Great show. Am I loud enough? How are we coming through?
I think you could be a little louder. I'm still having trouble hearing you a little bit.
All right. Well, welcome back, Dana. And it's been a while. You've been on vacation. I've been having a busy summer. We've had primaries in Wisconsin. And remember, this show is the Wisconsin First District Politics. Remember the name of the show?
I remember. I don't know if a million viewers remember, but I do.
No. So we can't lose sight of that. We are in the heart of the matter here, Wisconsin's first district. Since we've last talked, a lot has gone on politically. Like I said, we've had primaries here, Paul Nealon versus Paul Ryan. And now we're on to the Trump home stretch here. The big talk in Wisconsin has been the Never Trumpers, and even today on Mark Belling stood in for Rush Limbaugh, and Belling talked today about the Never Trumpers. Yeah, Belling I don't know if he was a Never Trumper, but he was not for Trump until recently, last month or two. And today he kind of lit into the Never Trumpers, and he's starting to see that, you know, this Trump thing isn't the worst idea. So you had mentioned, Dana, that you were last time we talked, you know, vehemently anti-Trump, but with his last speech or the last couple speeches, is it that you've kind of had a little rethinking?
Yeah, I've been waiting for the Trump change. I've been waiting. I want to support Trump, and I always have since he became the nominee. And I've been waiting for him to say the things I want to hear, to more conservative values. And the past couple of speeches, I'm impressed with. I don't know how else to say it. I appreciate some of the things he's said in some of the speeches, and it makes me lean a little more towards maybe I'll vote for him. I don't know yet. But
coincidentally, I've heard the same comment about these same last few speeches people are describing as, or the last speech, or the last three speeches, or you know, I've heard other people say the same thing, Dana, and I'm happy to hear it. These are things that I've been hearing, you know, from Trump myself. I haven't, you know, I'm not the Never Trumper, and not saying I've been able to hear him differently than people, but I'm glad people are finally hearing. But what the change is, if you notice, he's changed his team. And some of the people he brought on his team, I think, are integral in this noticeable public change that people like you are seeing, like Kellyanne Conway and Stephen Bannon from Breitbart.
Yeah.
Great people. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I just, you know, I have to be the, I still have to play that other role. I'm not going to be 100%, let's talk about this and we're both 100% agreeable on everything. But this Banner decision from Breitbart, Mark Levin is posting some reports about Bannon being extremely anti-Cruz and publishing a lot of Ted Cruz articles. So I feel really torn because nobody knows, but you and I, that I am a huge Ted Cruz supporter. That was my guy. So it's really hard
you
for
have
me.
His
it
picture
is really
your,
hard for me.
On your background, right? Your tattooed Ted Cruz picture that you probably
so
have.
High.
Well,
so high.
Here's
Love
the thing.
It.
Ted Cruz, that's a diversion. Ted Cruz has nothing to do with what's going on. Levin is off track, and doing that's just a diversion. Ted Cruz's career is basically over, and at this point, it's not even worth talking about Ted Cruz. Look what it just did. It diverted the whole talk about what's cool now about Trump and how he's appealing differently to people.
It could take your whole
conversation and down this Ted Cruz path.
No, I'm not saying that Ted Cruz is a diversion. I'm saying that the people that Trump has chosen to put in place in his organization, they've had goals from the beginning, and I'm just pointing that out. I just
millions
of listeners.
they're calling him a firebrand, Bannon. I've met Bannon. I worked with him shortly up here in Milwaukee on the movie, the Sarah Palin documentary, The Undefeated. He was the producer on that movie. When that came out prior to Sarah Palin possibly running or not running for president back in 2011, I hosted that movie for a week in Milwaukee, The Undefeated. And actually, Bannon came up for 2 days to, you know, be with the people there. He's a good guy. Mm. He's great with messaging, and he's a Breitbart. You know, you got to love Breitbart to love Bannon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so back to Trump now. Okay, back to your new love of Trump, your new possible
not a new love of Trump. I appreciated some of the things he said recently.
Okay.
Let's clarify that, okay?
All right.
Okay, continue,
nice.
Please.
So I appreciate you telling me to appreciate that properly. But Trump has shifted. He has shifted. And here's the thing. This is what I wanted to tell you about Trump. So he's a new candidate, and I've worked on campaigns with new candidates, or I've volunteered on campaigns with new candidates. So I've watched Scott Walker transform over the years. For 8 years, he ran for governor. I watched Rebecca Clayfish get better over her year running as a candidate. Stites, when he was new, he wasn't a politician. I watched him get better and better and better. And just to name a few, but Trump is new to this. He's never done this before. He's done all these different things. And if you can appreciate what it's taken for him in 1 year, basically a year plus, what he's done for a non-politician is remarkable. And his learning curve is unbelievable. And how good he's gotten over this year. Look at that, at how he's going to be able to adapt and take care of this country. He's a very fast learner. And even on that learning curve, he came out of the box. Unbelievable, taking down those 16 candidates, right? Right out of the box at the beginning of his learning curve. Now he's just getting good. It's only a year that he's been doing this. You got to give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, I want to address everything you just said. I think you make some extremely excellent points. Excellent points.
Thank you.
My issue is that the learning curve took place in the past couple of weeks. I think that his adjustment has been made in the past couple of weeks, and I think it's kind of ironic.
If you could see me rolling my eyes right now.
No, I do. I've been watching him the whole time, and he has been Donald Trump the entire time, with the exception of the past couple of weeks. He's really changed. He's been almost apologetic.
He's humbled
himself
a little, hasn't he?
He's humbled.
Yeah.
Thank you. He's been extremely
humble. It's humble.
Yeah, and it's very nice. It's a very nice perspective for those of us who are Republican and conservative who want to join his team but have been reluctant. The people like me who have been reluctant to be on the Donald Trump bandwagon, who are conservatives.
That seat that I'm saving for you on the train.
Yeah, I want to share my perspective. You know, I mean, we were all on board. I would say the majority of us were on board with Ted Cruz. We love Ted Cruz. He's a constitutionalist conservative. And we love that about him because it doesn't matter anything else. And now we have Donald Trump, you know, and he is just a stray hair on your chin. He's insane. He's not anything that we expected. He didn't follow any of the polls or any of the, you know, things that we were following to see who would be the leader, and yet he is, and now we're all angry. And he had made points about, I don't need the, you know, the conservative, the constitutional conservatives to be on my side. He made points to say that, and it honestly, it offended me, and I'm assuming it offended me. It offended other conservatives like me that supported Cruz. So now that he's more humble, he's saying things that make more sense. He's using the teleprompter. He's using, like,
right.
You know, it feels more comfortable.
Did you hear when he was talking that he's after that humbling verbiage that he put out, then he said that he's always speaking the truth, and this truth gets him in trouble a lot of the time. And it does, because common sense these days and truth are like the devil's speak, aren't they? Common sense is absolutely gone. Dare you speak the truth. I mean, you will be labeled everything. You'll be a racist just for speaking the truth. Or worse. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I take his point, you know, that, you know, hey, you know, okay, I'm a little offensive. I can tone it down for the people. I get what you're saying. Fact of the matter is, you know, but this is what I keep saying. You know what? You got to keep speaking the truth. Now, today I just watched the rally about 5 hours late that he did live today. Where was it? I forget already, but it was great. He used the teleprompter again, and he's getting better with the teleprompter. And he's coming off with the teleprompter like it's one of his impromptu speeches, but it keeps him totally on message. He's really doing good now.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. His speeches are so much better than anything we've ever seen before from Trump. But, I do feel it's an honest reflection of his feeling of what he wants to do.
Good to hear.
Yeah, I will never vote Hillary. I mean, we can rule that out. I'll never vote
Hillary. What a mess. What a mess.
Jeez.
I mean, you can't even make this up. They're told, I mean, figuratively and literally propping her up.
It is such a disgrace. Our media, I think last I checked, we're number 47th on news media with transparency. I don't know the exact word, but yeah, we're listed number 47. And that was, I think, several years ago. So,
yeah, and that's being rated with, like, Al Jazeera, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible.
Exactly. Oh, that's creepy. Wow. America.
No, we're a laughing stock, Dana. We're a laughing stock of the world. They laugh at us. They laugh. They do. They laugh at us. They laugh at the pathetic Americans. And it really is. We need to get our head out of our ass. So this is Blog Talk We Can Square. We need to get our head out of our effing asses, you know, as a country.
Well,
but in
general.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we need to get our head out of our asses. But we have, I mean, I apologize, but Trump is honestly, the past year, he has not helped the viewpoint of outsiders. The way he speaks,
well,
the
you know,
things
I'm
he
starting
says,
to really
and I
understand. I totally get what you're saying now. I've looked at this. Time has gone by. As you know, I'm like, everything Trump does is the greatest thing in the world because he's taking down this establishment who's put their arm around my shoulder and literally told me who I should and shouldn't be working on their campaign for. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've told you that story. So people, you know, I'm like, Trump is kicking their asses. Finally, somebody is doing it because nobody else can do it. But you're right. How he came across to the average people, somebody like, you know, you and me are very insiders. I'm looking at him like, go, go, go. I totally get what you're saying now about, and other people, my family have talked to me about how he comes across. My sister, she's average, blah, 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 you know. Okay, I get that. And but if you just chalk it up to his learning curve of being a new candidate, never done this before, and politics is a different game than the game he's played, he's doing great. And what he's also done over time is he's pulled people and put other key people in place to get better and better and better. Every move Trump has made in his team, he's had just a couple little moves, maybe two, you know, that Lewandowski out and now Manafort out. But he always keeps replacing these people. Kellyanne, she's awesome, and Bannon is awesome. And people are liking that. And his messaging is, like, morphed, and it's great. So, it's only been a year. So to do this and what he's accomplished deserves so much credit. Tell me where I'm wrong.
No, I think your explanation and your analysis is really dead on. I think it's really great. I was nearly an anti-Trump, never Trump person. So these past couple of weeks with the things he's said, I feel he's become more presidential. And that's what I've been looking for. I've been looking for a more presidential candidate to support because it's, for me, difficult to support somebody who doesn't understand the Constitution and foreign policy. And I have had that conflict with Trump this entire time. But these past couple of weeks, he's really, he has said things that have made me feel like, okay, maybe I can back him. So, you know, you're talking to somebody who is a constitutional conservative who is trying to wrap their mind around a Donald Trump, which is a big part of the population. It's an important part of the population that Donald Trump needs. He needs the support.
Well, if you can go a little step farther and realize that Donald Trump is for the Constitution. He's never been against it. He said multiple times he's for the Constitution. He's strong on the Second Amendment. He was endorsed by the Rifle Club. What's their name? It's skipping my mind now. The gun people, you know, the Second Amendment people. What's their name?
I don't know their name.
Who everybody's endorsed by for their guns.
I know Wayne Dupree, but I thought the NRA,
Wayne Dupree endorsed the NRA. No, they endorsed Trump. Thank you for getting me through it. Huh. They endorsed Trump sooner than any candidate they've ever endorsed. So in a sense, you can almost use that as a litmus test. National Rifle Association, right there.
So he's fine, Dana.
This is one, no, and you know, it's not, I keep confusing you with another one of my friends, Taryn, on the news, who Taryn is an ever-Trumper. And So, no, you're not the never Trumper that she is, or that these typical never Trumpers that are way off. They would, I don't think they're at the point that you're at right now. You've been able to be converted a little sooner. I think the never Trumpers like Taryn are going to have to stick with it because they've gone so far out on a limb that they can't come back now. And that's actually a little sad.
Yeah, no, I've always been on the fence, and I will not dedicate my vote to someone I don't support. And if we get to the finish line and Trump hasn't proven himself to me, I won't vote for him. I won't vote for any presidential candidate. That's how I feel. And I feel the past couple
of weeks. Oh, my God.
Weeks,
so that basically is a vote for Hillary.
Yeah. No, that's what everyone tells me.
And see, this is what Belling. This is what Belling was preaching today. Belling is getting to the point where he calls it bawling people out. Belling is to the point now where you can't do that. It's not going to be allowed. You have to vote for Trump. You cannot not vote. Period. You can't.
You just cannot do it. Well, hey, you know what, Bill? And the rest of the people listening, I'm still trying to decide because I don't know.
Those 1 million people.
Right. And you know why people feel that way? Because they're not confident in Trump's decisions. They're not confident in Trump's abilities to lead the nation. Mm-hmm. So people are hesitant. So they're coming to that decision. I'm not sure who I'm going to vote for.
Right.
And that is what America is. We cannot degenerate people that are not open to making a decision now. People need time to decide. Trump needs to continue the way that he has been the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I see that happening. I see that happening. So I think his timing is great. It really is. So timing in politics is key. You always want to be peaking at the end, and you want to just come out, you know. So really, I think they're in a great position to be perceived as behind, which is bullshit because the polls are bullshit. Dana, look at his rallies. Okay, Trump's having 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people at his rally. Hillary's having 10 or 20 or 40 people at her rally. Okay, who's winning?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you want to talk about the polls, polls are generally mildly accurate. If you want to talk about attendance at rallies, I mean, you're doing an Eric Bolling from Fox News. Like, totally.
What's that? What do you mean?
No, you're doing an Eric Bolling right now, if you're saying polls don't count. Because if you looked at 2012, polls showed that Romney would win. Polls showed Romney would win. And I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning crying my eyes out, losing my damn mind that Romney didn't win because polls said he would win. So
all right, so you just made my case. Thank you.
No, while I understand polls are extremely important.
Well, they're skewing the polls right now. People know that they're – well, what's going on now, Dana, is they're adding an unfair percentage of Democrats to the polling. They're adding 10% more Democrats to the polling, and then they're saying that they win by 10%. So polls are being skewed. And like Sarah Palin said, polls are for strippers and cross-country skiers. Take the polls and throw them out the window. So, but like you said, they're a good little gauge. You know, there's something. But right now there's evidence that the polls are being skewed because the media is controlling everything, and the media is for Hillary. So anything that comes from these polls cannot be trusted. Anything that comes from the media or the TV, the opposite is the truth. So you have to look at the physical evidence. The physical evidence is Trump looks like he has a movement going behind him, one of the biggest movements ever in the history of politics. That's what it looks like to me.
257 days. Do you know what that is? Mm-hmm. 257 days.
So Hillary did a press conference?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it?
Yes. Yes, you are correct.
Hard
you
to
win.
Stump me,
win
Dana.
The grand prize.
No, and where is Hillary? Did you see the hashtag now on Twitter? The other thing you wanted to talk about was Twitter before we run out of time. You want to get better on Twitter.
Yes.
But right now, the
number
three trending thing is hashtag where's Hillary? Because Trump started this thing, where's Hillary? She's at home sleeping. And they announced that Hillary's taking this weekend off. It's just been so hard on her, you know.
Oh, can we talk about her medical condition? Do we have time for that?
Plenty of time. What do you know about it?
I know everything everybody else knows, that something is really majorly messed up with her health condition.
Right. No, it's true. She's got a lot of health issues.
Yeah. Did you see the video of her having what appeared to be a seizure?
Or a short circuit, you mean? Yeah. No, I did. I've seen those little videos helping her up, doing this. Yep. I've seen it. But also, if you look back over the years, remember when she couldn't testify because she fell down and hit her head? And she couldn't testify. It's convenient.
Yeah.
No, she's had medical issues for a while. And on the contrary, you look at Trump, for his age, like, what is he, 74? The guy is kicking ass. He's doing these rallies every day, Dana.
Well, yeah, I mean,
look at what Trump is doing. This guy is one strong, fired up MF-er. He gets in there, he's going to beat some ass.
Yeah.
He doesn't drink.
I think he should
drink. He should have some champagne for being the president. He should at least toast and have one thing of champagne. If I was Trump, I'd advise him. But his lifestyle is a good, clean, strong lifestyle. The guy can do it for us. That, and the point being, all joking aside, he's ready to kick some ass. If you just look at him and look in his speeches, the guy's fired up. And he's doing this every day, literally, doing these rallies. This is major work. If you look at how strong he is doing this, it's impressive.
Well, I will tell you this, though. If he continues speeches that are obviously, you know, coordinated and thoughtful, I will consider voting for him.
It's great to hear.
Yeah.
No, the timing is right.
You're right.
90 seconds. Oh my goodness.
Well, Let me preface. I was totally anti-Trump. His speeches recently have made me think maybe I'll vote for him. There, that's my statement.
Well, that's a great, great catching up, Dana. It's great. No, we're almost done. We're down to 60 seconds. No, it's been a great show. What a great impromptu show. Thank you for coming on in the last minute. Great conversation.
Thank
it goes
you.
By so quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, now we do have our 5 extra bonus minutes.
Oh, 5 bonus minutes.
We do. Mm. So when this goes off, no, let's take advantage of these 5 bonus minutes and add it on to our podcast.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to do now that we know how to, you know, work the system. No, it'll be worth it. So we'll have, you know, we'll have like a little minute, 5 minute. What should we do? A question and answer thing. Remember you asked me that question and I knew the answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that.
We'll do one of those. Hopefully we don't look like those millennials on the street.
9, 8. Counting down. Almost done.
All right. Excellent show. Excellent show. All right. Now we're into the bonus time. So,
bonus time.
It is bonus time. I'll ask the first question. As of right now, do you think Trump is going to win or lose?
Win. I think he'll win.
Good answer. Good answer. And why do you say win? What makes you think that?
Honestly, it's his. I think when he spoke out to African Americans and said, "What do you have to lose?" I think that had to trigger people. Like, you're right. What do we have to lose?
Mm-hmm.
I think that.
I heard that he went up 5 or 10 points after that Milwaukee. Well, not Milwaukee, but it was like 20 miles. He was in West Bend.
Yeah.
I heard he went up 5 or 10 points with the African American group.
Yeah. I think that helped a lot.
Today's rally, he really spoke to that group again and just hit it hard.
He hit the flood zone before anybody else. Kidding me? Nobody else went
to
the flood zone.
That's some great visuals. That's some great visuals.
Jeez. Are you kidding me? Like, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's good.
Cool. That's
good.
The reality of it. No, but he is a caring guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter if he is or isn't. He was the first one there. It's PR. I mean, it's common sense. It's 101. He was there before Obama. He was there before Hillary. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's good PR. It's great PR.
Great PR. Appeals to people like you.
Yes, to people like me who's on the fence. I'm like, wow, Trump was there before anybody else. Like, yeah, that's good PR. It helps.
It's great to hear, though. I mean, I guess I can't assume that just because I like him that people should just automatically like them and just do what I say.
No, yeah.
They have to have their own reasoning. If people would just listen to me, Dana, this would be a much better world.
No, that's not going to happen. So,
no, it's not.
You need to give that dream.
All right. Do you have any questions for me in our last 5-minute segment here?
Why are you voting Trump?
Well, I like the fact that Trump is his ethics, number one. I like he's just really I don't want to say squeaky clean and use that term, but he is. He's going to go in there and he's going to prosecute the corruption. I like Trump because he's not part of any one of these parties. When both parties hate him so much, that's a sign that that's a good thing. He's going to go in there and really end this corruption and the cronyism in a big way. And that's what I really like about Trump. And he hits all the bullet points that we need. You know, he's strong in the Second Amendment, strong in the border, strong in the military, strong in the economy, strong in jobs. You go right on down the list of what conservatives want to see on the bullet points. So he hits every one of those. Common Core, he's against Common Core, wants to bring education local. I mean, there's not a thing that the guy is not for the conservative cause. And then on top of that, his skill set is unbelievable. He's so talented. It comes down to his ethics, because I look at him a lot like Sarah Palin. When Sarah Palin first became governor, she prosecuted 6 crony GOP, her own party. 3 of them ended up in prison. After that, the rest of the legislators go, holy crap, she's the real deal. Okay, we're going to get in line. And she would get 90% of the legislature to vote for her stuff. That's both sides. That's what Trump's going to do. He's going to be a uniter. He's going to be a uniter. People don't get it, but because he's the real deal, it's just how it works. It's just how it works. So I get goosebumps talking about it, Dana. I'm so excited for Trump.
Are we still on air?
We're off now. We're off, and I'm going to end the episode. So this is the end of this episode, and I will call you offline.
Okay.
Great show. Thanks, Dana.
I hope so. Okay.
Bye.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.